Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the DH, Doug Rader. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Steve Bowling. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Bird. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Dade. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bird scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Indians, 1. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. Bocht reaches third base with a triple. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is hit by the pitch. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Rader moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to first to double up Woods. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Pruitt trying to get to third. Woods throws the ball into Howell, who tags Pruitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Dade settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dade fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Norris steals second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Dade steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 0 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Dade, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Scott now playing left field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to third. Cardi moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Box scores. Cardi moves to third. Norris moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards first. Thornton catches it and steps on first to double up Howell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Date strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader strikes out. 1 out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordbrook is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardi moves to third. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dade settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Doug Ault pinch hits for Tim Nordbrook. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. Bowling scores. Ashby moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Pat Dobson now pitching. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Dave McKay. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Ashby moves to third. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.